Hello again, everyone. I'm Bob Labriola. He's Mike Pursuta from the DVE Morning Show, and you are watching Agree to Disagree, the show with the motto, I'm right, he's wrong. For all you people out there in the Christmas spirit hoping to catch a couple of elves, too bad, you get us. Statement number one, Ben shouldn't have said what he did.
Disagree. I think Ben Roethlisberger said after the Dallas game what he felt he had to say, what he felt needed to be said. I think it's, at least in my opinion, Bob, it shows that there is an issue that Ben is trying to work his way through. I don't think he was being insubordinate. He didn't invoke any names. He answered questions as they were posed to him. Do you like this? Do you like that? Do you think you should do this? Do you think you should do that? Mike Tomlin has said recently in relation to some Brett Kiesel comments that Tomlin did not have a problem with guys speaking the truth as they perceive it. So if there is an issue created by what Ben has said, I'm sure the Steelers can address that in what Mike Tomlin has told us our weekly meetings with Ben. I think it's a guy who wants very badly to win and who isn't happy with the way things are going right now, and there's probably a lot of that going around in the locker room.
Yeah, I agree with you in the fact that Ben really wants to win and he's not happy with the way things are going on or proceeding right now, and that there is probably a lot of that going on in the locker room. But I'm going to agree with the statement and disagree with you. I think that Ben, as the quarterback, is a little bit different than every other player in that locker room. What he says has a little bit more to it, even a guy, a veteran, respected guy like Brett Kiesel. I think that Ben, believing what he does believe, and that's fine, I'm not even disagreeing with what he believes, but I think that would have been better handled behind closed doors Monday. Knock on the door, Todd Haley, let's get this straightened out. Statement number two, if Mike Adams is healthy, he starts at right tackle.
I'll agree. And funny how things changed. Just a couple of weeks ago, we were all so very impressed with Kelvin Beachum, not to put everything that happened in Dallas on him or on David DeCastro. But, boy, the way that game ended, Bob, the protection wasn't there for the Steelers when they absolutely needed it the most. And the running game hasn't been there. We know Mike Adams can be a devastating run blocker. I don't see that the pass protection would be a whole lot worse than it was the last time I looked at it. So, yeah, get the big kid in there and see if he can pick up where he left off.
Yeah, and we're talking about, you know, I agree with you and the statement as well. You know, Mike Adams is actually the most experienced of the rookies that the Steelers have on the right side of their offensive line. And, you know, you referenced the pass protection. I think the biggest thing Mike Adams could bring for this game against the Cincinnati Bengals is, as you mentioned, his run blocking. The Steelers' running game was very, very integral to their win at Paul Brown Stadium. It would behoove them to be able to replicate that Sunday at Heinz Field. Statement number three, got to score 30 to win on Sunday.
I don't think so. Two reasons why I'll disagree. Help is on the way at cornerback, and not to put everything that happened in Dallas on the young cornerbacks, but you didn't have a lot of starting experience in Josh Victorian, Curtis Brown, and Robert Golden. Not a lot of snaps on defense with that crew. It looks like the Steelers are going to be able to count on Keenan Lewis once again. It looks like they're going to get Cortez Allen back, and it looks like that Bengal offense, Bob, is in regression. Yeah, Cincinnati's been winning games, but according to our colleague Merrill Hodge of ESPN, he sees the Cincinnati offensive line not playing well all of a sudden, and that has led to Andy Dalton starting to have some doubts and playing slower and not anticipating. I don't think the Bengals are going to come in here on the road and light it up.
Okay, I'm going to disagree with you and agree with the statement. I think the one thing that all of that that you said and all of that analysis by those esteemed football people, I will just assume that they are correct. But the thing to me is, who covers A.J. Green? No Ike Taylor. I think A.J. Green is going to be very, very dangerous Sunday. Statement four, beat Cincinnati and the Steelers will win the division.
Hey, why not? I think Baltimore's in meltdown mode. And I think if the Steelers beat Cincinnati, that's going to put a lot of pressure on those Bengals after the Ravens lose to the New York Football Giants. Would they still be alive if they lose, or Cincinnati in one of those win-or-else scenarios?
No, well, Cincinnati could still I don't know.
It's very confusing, yes. But I do think the Ravens could lose two in a row.
Don't ask me tough questions.
And I think if the Steelers beat the Bengals, they will most certainly beat the Cleveland Browns. Browns just lost two defenders, by the way, to IR. A lot of that going around.
Okay, I'm going to disagree with the statement
trust those Baltimores, do you?
Well, you mentioned full meltdown mode, the New York Football Giants. might be there as well. That could be just a pile of melted goo on the floor of M&T Bank Stadium this Sunday. That'll do it for this edition of Agree to Disagree. For Mike Prosciutto, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for watching. We will see you here next week exclusively on Steelers.com. Merry Christmas, everyone.